Hello and welcome to the Handy Capable Black Woman Throne Room. My view of humanity is a whole new tea. So, this episode we're doing another Reddit, and this topic is, would anyone seriously date a pregnant woman? So, let's dive on in. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, of course. And check out my books, or at the end of the episode, you'll see like some of the books that are published or going to be published later this year. And I'm working on my novel, and yeah, I could talk about that later. But, okay, here is the situationship within this one. Would anyone seriously date a pregnant woman? My husband decided to leave me and had been bragging about his new single life. He's even encouraged me to go sleep around. He's literally being so foul and disgusting. My child is number one to me right now, and all he can think about is me trying to find someone new. It's weird. Yes, it is. Given that I'm 5 months pregnant and going through a divorce, I'm definitely not ready for any of that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a companion, but at the same time, I just find that with my current situation, I have a lot of baggage, and even after my pregnancy, I will because then of course I'll have a child. He just thinks it's so easy to move on just because he did. However, the question did arise. Any decent man on here, would you actually date a pregnant woman? I just couldn't see anyone doing that unless they had some kind of fetish. By the way, I'm not looking to date right now. It's just a question because I really didn't believe anyone would be interested in being dating someone with a baby on the way. Well, the first thing I want to make sure I cover is please don't call your baby baggage while reading it at each time. When I get to that point, I kind of cringe because, yes, your baby is number one, but at the same time, you said, like, once they are born, you are going to have baggage. And so, yeah, they're number one, but just be careful with that because, yeah, you decided to tango. You decided to do that horizontal tango and everything. And it's like, I'm so sorry that you ended up doing that tango with an absolute jerk. And that's, okay, back it up, rewind. This is all my opinion. This is just coming from me, myself, and I, my heart, my brain, and from the life that I've lived when it comes to dating and family, so-called friendships, and everything like that. So, but, one, your husband decided to leave you. Why, especially this close, like, you're pregnant. You're 5 months pregnant. So you guys went from engaging in such a a passionate, love-provoking type of feel. But at the same time, I kind of want to know what kind it was. Was it the kind where you had an argument and you were telling them, get out of my face, I don't want to deal with you, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, dot, 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 20 minutes later, you're doing, you know. And so it's kind of like the anger type or the aggression type or the, you need to get your frustration out in a way that feels good and intense at the same time. Because, yeah, that I'm not going to say it because I hear that a lot, and especially on TV when I see it, I don't do, I've never done that, but I would just say be careful with that, because now you have a husband, soon to be ex-husband, I believe, who left you while you're pregnant. And to me, that's not a man. That's not a man, because I just saw this one video of someone doing a video on this guy, I think it was on TikTok, who said, women who leave their men because the man cheated on them is selfish. Well, let's look at this one. Yeah, it's like, part of me is just thinking, if you think that's selfish, leaving a woman while she's with your child in her body, while she's going through morning sickness and having cravings and having back pain and like having to take like vitamins and doctor's appointments and making sure everything's together, and then also making sure, like, once the baby is here, like diapers and formula, and I don't know what this person does for work, but now I'm gonna have to make sure that that child will be taken care of, you either while they're at work and everything like that. So it's just like, if you want to, like, if that guy has the nerve to say that women are jerks when they leave a cheating, no good, scoundrel, vile human being. And yes, I know the opposite happens too. So I was like, I'll say like both sides, but at the same time, especially if a woman is with child and that is your child, yeah, in my opinion, that's selfish. Leaving a woman while her body, like, she is literally creating life. And the next, and like right under that, it says that he is bragging about his new single life. So he had no problem doing the thing with you like 5 months ago. But now he had no problem leaving you right after, now bragging about his new single life while you are carrying his child. That's tons of red flags, but at the same time, it's amazing that now you get the chance to find a real man and someone who will not objectify or treat you or think of you that way. Because this is probably how he just thinks of women. So, just, yeah, you see it now and you are stuck with this man for the rest of your life when it comes to communication, since he is the father of your child. But at least for your sake, for your mental health, now you can find a real man that will be with you no matter what. And with the rest of it, it's like, will any decent man on here? It's like, I know you were asking Reddit, but this is, and yes, I'm not a man, but one thing that really annoys me, because I've had men hit on me, try to talk to me, or like sometimes like I talk to them because, yeah, I don't know, because you can't tell if a man has a child on the way. And I've actually talked to men, and next thing I know, oh yeah, it's like that she's gonna be my baby mama. She's going to be. What do you mean she's going to be? Oh yeah, it's like, yeah, she's pregnant, she's due in however many months or whatever. And but I'm like, so you're no longer with, like, what happened? And the guy always says that, oh, she's awful, oh, she's a pain, oh, she's like, she couldn't appreciate me and all this other, like. But it's like, men are able, see, because, yeah, your man is able to date right now, even though he is about to be a father, he should be spending that time making sure that you are okay, so that the baby is okay, so and also make sure when his baby, his child is going to be born, that there will be enough formula, that their room, like the crib and everything, is situated in the nursery or room or whatever layout you're going to have, that there is maybe an emergency fund for the baby when needed. So it's complicated, but and it's unfair, because with women, we cannot hide that. And I don't, like, I know we shouldn't hide it to begin with, but realistically, a lot of men won't date a woman while pregnant that I know of. Like, it's like, I live in an area or a state where it's like men put women down, or, I mean, that's probably all of America, but I mostly know of where I live. Because one moment, a guy's hitting on me, and it's like, if I'm not interested, oh, that's because you're a stupid garden hoe. That's because you're a bee. That's because you're a... And then it's like with some men, since I don't have children yet, and I'm an older woman, oh, you're just dried up. Oh, it's like you were too selfish. You were too this. But then I have some friends who have kids by more than one father. Then they want to call her a garden hoe and a bee and out of her name and so many other things. And it's just like, every woman is different. And with a lot of men out there, some of them put a mask on. So when you're in that relationship, you get a connection and you trust them, and then you get impregnated by them, then that's when the real person comes out. I guess pun intended with that one. But anyway, it's just ridiculous and horrifying that men are able to do that, and they're able to hide their children. And okay, I've got story time. I have a really good story, or actually I have a few examples to go with this, but my first one. I was teaching at the school in the inner city and everything, and, well, actually, there was quite a few of the families there where I kept meeting different moms who, in some kind of odd way, shared the same baby daddies. And sometimes it was multiple for each one. But there was one father who, he came in to register another one of his kids, because I guess his baby mother and her children moved into the state. And I believe it was the principal or the receptionist asked him, by chance, how many kids do you have? And he just laughed, because we know for a fact he at least has about 3 or 4 baby mothers, not kids. He says he has so many that he lost count. And he's serious. And he's laughing. He is laughing pretty hard. And all of the women in the office just kind of stop and look at each other. I remember looking at that principal like, why does he think this is funny? Why does he think this is funny? And so, when you have your baby, and even now, go out and meet new people. If you're not ready to date, at least meet friends. At least meet people who will be there for you and not run and dash, like, once you're pregnant, like your husband did, who, in my opinion, is not a real man. And he didn't care about your security or your security, your safety, and everything like that. Especially you having his child. And he's bragging about his new single life when he should be bragging that he's about to be a daddy. That's what he needs to brag about. And you're wondering if a man would date a pregnant woman? Within all of this red pill garbage I keep hearing, the percentage is low. And I know you mentioned it as a kink, but if a real man understands your situation and understands what's going on, and as long as he sees your heart, who you are, your personality, and how amazing you are, he would have to realize that he is going to have to deal with the man that you created the child with, which that might be an issue. And really sad with how many men have only hit on me because I don't have any baby daddies. Literally, I think I showed in one of my previous episodes. If not, I will show it soon. I have about 5 or 6 examples, but there was one within the last 2 months where the only reason he wanted to converse and talk to me is because I don't have a baby daddy. But the funny thing is, he has a baby mama. So he wanted to impregnate me. And it's like, okay, well, we never met, so part of me thinks, like, I'm so nerdy, and, he's Hispanic or African-American, he's a person of color, but most African-American men, they can't stand how I am anyway, so it wouldn't last. It would not have lasted to get to that point, trust me. But to tell the truth, it's just like, yeah, some men, they won't deal with a pregnant woman, or they won't deal with a woman who has children, but they expect women to deal with them and their baby mamas and their children, and so it's very oxymoronic. It's like their contradiction and everything, because do as I say, not as I do kind of feel. And it shows how selfish men are, because they expect women, and that's the whole submissive garbage, which I was like, I understand submissive, but then some men, that's the only word they understand out of the Bible. But that's a different story for a different day. But right now, just focus on you. Make sure you're going to be the best you possible, and the best mom. Make sure your baby knows how much you love them. Go out to different events and even the baby mom groups or the baby parent groups, and maybe you'll even find a newly single daddy or something. But yeah, just make sure it's really single and he's not just going around to try to cheat on his wife, girlfriend, or baby mama and stuff. So, but then find other hobbies, go to the zoo or museums with the baby and stuff, have a cultural experience and things, go to the park. It's like you'll bump into people, you'll talk to people, and if it's not a man yet, that will come. As long as you are your amazing, wonderful self, let that shine. And a lot of the men out here are very, like, with what they call selfish, is repulsive, because they feel like a lot of them can change the rules now, or go back to the 50s and change the rules, which this whole America Great Again, Yeah, they want, a lot of them want it back to the 50s when a lot of us were stuck at the house while they got to do whatever they wanted. We cooked, cleaned, and took care of their babies, and that was our job. And we had to be submissive because if we weren't, they were going to leave us, and then we would have no financial landing or anything to back us up on, or security, financial security. And they like that. They love that power, even though they're not a good man. They just enjoy the power. And so with this man that you created a baby with, I think he is enjoying the power in some way. It's like, because now he impregnated you, and now he's leaving you to go for the single life, but as a man, he has the power to leave, come and leave as he goes, because no one can tell that he's going to be a father. That's not part of the male DNA like equation. So he has freedom, he has power, and I think he's indulging in it. And I don't know what happened in your relationship that made you guys split. I don't know when the waters became toxic and everything. But what I do know is his mask is off and you see who he is. He is bragging about being able to go and date again while you are like preparing life on this earth. His life, his DNA, like the future of your generations, you are doing that. That is in your power, which America is trying to take away from us, but anyway. So right now, work on your mental health. Work on you. Be the best you can be. Maybe even go, I hear that some places have baby yoga or mama yoga, like even like while you're pregnant, or even find easy workout routines so that you can, you know, get your body right. So when you are ready to date, it's like body, mind, and soul, you're ready. Start working on healing your heart, making sure you're okay, because I mean, you're 5 months pregnant at this time and asking this question, like, no, your hormones are everywhere. No. It's like first, like after something so dramatic happened, after this so-called man leaves you while you're with child, no. That's too much toxicity right now. Work on you. Be the best person you can be. Stay wonderful and make sure that baby is as healthy as can be. And I know you're not looking to date right now, but with you asking that question, it's a great question, because when you can compare how more difficult it is for women than for men while in the birthing process, I hear so many conservative, orange man loving men tell me women aren't strong, women don't can't do anything, women can't block. Well, we conceive your children, and we go through heartbreak, and we have to grow our patience because of the shenanigans, awful, conniving, vile stuff you guys pull off. How some of you guys just want to impregnate us and run, or you feel like it's a power trip because you did this to our body. It won't do anything to your body. It's our body that will be. So, but anywho, it's like my advice to you again, just take care of who you are. Understand your situation. Love yourself. Maybe look up different activities. It's like they're, I hear about mommy groups all of the time, and you never know. Maybe some of those moms have some really hot brothers, or like maybe if they're younger moms, maybe their dad is, you know, a zaddy or something. So yeah, you never know. Get out there, talk, discuss, network, get to know people. It can be an amazing thing. But anywho, this is the Handy Capable Black Woman Throne Room Podcast Edition. And I want to thank you all for joining me. Like, comment, subscribe. And you guys let me know. It's like, would you date someone that was pregnant or expecting? Because from the opposite situation, spectrum, like if you found out a man what is going to be a father soon, would you date him or would you wait on until a certain amount of time after the baby is born? Because, like, yeah, you never know. Like, the man might just be having a rut and he might just go right back to her at the end of the day. So, comment, let me know what your opinions are, and have a wonderful, beautiful day. Stay on the grind. Stay on your goals. Oh, it's been a kind of an emotional year so far, at least for me. But check out my books on Amazon. They will be on other websites down the road. And also, I'm going to have activity books shortly. My Handy Capable Black Nerd Potluck YouTube channel will be up. Or it's up, but I will have more episodes soon. I will have more children's books out. And my novel, and my Etsy store. I'm slowly having some things coming out, and I have a huge, huge announcement coming, I think around April, about another portion of my business that's in development right now that I'm so, so, so excited about. But yeah, stay on your goals. Do not give up. Keep going, even though people tell you, stop, quit, you're too old, you're black, or a person of color, you're a woman, you have a disability. It's like, I get all of that and so much more. And I'm determined to keep going. I'm not going to let these people stop me. So, you keep going too. And I will be going live pretty soon. I keep saying that, I promise, but if you knew everything going on in this disability, adventure, nightmare, catastrophe, like it's a whole conundrum. But you guys take care. Bye.